with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Keep it rolling. It's Breakfast Rolled. How's it going? It's Cooper and Una. Thank you so much for listening to the show this morning. Hope you had as much fun as we did. Very, very busy show with a good get it off your chest. And also a really big reaction to our survey says 26% of people under 30 admit that they've done this after a breakup. Here's your guesses.
Pro Juicer Donal Scally, how are you on this Wednesday morning, the 13th of May? The sun is shining out there. It's an absolutely beautiful day today. How are you feeling? You all right,
yeah? Yeah, good. Thank you very much. Yeah, I love it when you just keep talking. It's good, yeah.
So,
I have a question today.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, 26% of people under 30 admit they've done this after a breakup.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh, this is good. All right, okay. So, after a breakup.
Yeah, under 30 after a breakup.
Under 30 after a breakup.
With their other half.
All right. Get your guesses in on 087 110 107. Love to get some voice notes on this. Is it? Here's my guess now. Just sold their belongings on Vinted. Just like, yeah, I'm going to cash in on this now.
Sold their other halves.
Yeah, yeah.
Belongings left in the house.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea, to be fair.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here for all the tips. Yeah, where to get a hot stall massage and where to profit on your ex.
It's not the answer, no. Is that like a bad breakup? I know, get rid of
it. I don't know. Stuff. It's just sell it.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You leave it, it's gone. Do you know?
Is that the answer?
No.
No. Is the answer have like a little cleansing ceremony? Where they take all of the stuff related to the ex, like, you know, pictures, hoodies, teddy bears, anything at all that is kind of related to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of like put it in a bin and set it on fire.
Oh my God.
And just be gone and mote it be with all your bad energy. Is that it? Because, you know, that's kind of healing.
Have you done that?
Me?
No, yeah.
Oh no, just a friend of a friend.
Wow. I love your confidence in Una and thinking that she has the ability to knowing how to light
a fire.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Should have thought of that. No.
Where's the button?
But no, actually, apparently that is something that is good if you want to cut cords, energetic ties with that person. It's kind of healing for yourself as well.
The empowerment and all the rest of it.
But they're gone. They're gone out of your life now. You move forward with the new you and new energy.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, it's not that, no.
Okay, fine.
Are you a witch?
Yeah.
I was in a past life.
There you go. Okay, myself and Una are rubbish at this. That's why you step up and give us the guesses on 087-110-207.
26% of people under 30 admit they've done this after a breakup. What is it?
Get your guesses in. 087-110-207. Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are you asking us to try and figure out, if you wouldn't mind?
26% of people under 30 admit they've done this after a breakup. What is it?
So, I'm going to play you two voice notes here. They're pretty much the same guess.
Good morning. I've been under 30 before. And when I had a breakup, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Good morning, iRadio.
Morning.
For this morning's guess.
Yes.
This was advice I was given when I was younger. Well, to get over one person, would you get under another?
So, that's the most popular guess this morning. So, it's got to be it.
Yeah, it's similar thinking. No, that's got to be a higher percentage.
That's not the answer.
It's not 26% of under 30s, no. Oh,
okay. So,
no, good guesses, though.
We're going to need more guesses.
Yep. Rebound. Sorry, I was just thinking. The rebound shift.
That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
The revenge.
It's always a good one.
tastes sweeter, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. 087-110-207. The question is?
26% of people under 30 admit they've done this after a breakup. What is it?
Okay. Producer Donald, you asked us a question, and we together as a collective, everyone listening, and myself and Una, trying to figure out the answer to this.
Yes, the question was, 26% of people under 30 admit they've done this after a breakup. What is it?
Good morning, iRadio. Is the answer...
Morning.
Change your Netflix password and kick them off immediately.
Very good.
Straight away, jog on.
Well, sometimes you think, oh, they've not remembered, and you kind of keep going for a bit, and then one day you're locked out of it. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not the answer.
That's a great guess.
Very good.
Paul says, is a date their best friend?
Boom.
Oh my God.
Just to get back at them. Oh.
Yeah, but what? Best friend. Some friend if they date your ex, like. You just don't go there. You can't. It's sisters before misters.
Sisters, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, It's like a dog when they pee somewhere that's their territory. It's the same with, you know what I mean? Mm. The territory thing, like.
I'm having a fever dream again.
What?
Did you just compare breakups and relationships and getting with somebody compared to a dog peeing somewhere?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was a fairly good comparison, actually.
Yeah.
You know, territory and stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you use football analogies? I understand them more, Una.
To Scotty Daddy, cut your hair or change your hair dramatically or your look. Mary and Carcachella.
New look, who it is.
Yeah, love it.
That is a good shout. Yeah, it's not the answer, though. No, I'm afraid. Do you want the answer?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
No, you have another guess. Here,
Amy in Galway says, is it delete them off socials?
Oh, yeah. Straight on the old delete. Yeah.
Block.
Would you not be looking at what they're up to?
You would, I suppose, for a while.
Yeah. You're kind of close to the answer. The answer is check their ex's social media from a fake account they've made.
Oh,
so the person
floating around like a little social media ghost.
Yeah, like ABC123 has liked your post. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seems to pick up after their dog and stuff. I'm just trying to do more dog urination analogies.
Okay, well, it sounds weird when you say it. Like,
see?
Yeah.
Breakfast rolled.
The standard has been set for Rhyme It. It's a fun game where you can win the contents of Una's drawers, his purple snacks, and whatever else we find in there. So, Liam from Donegal was having a go this morning, and the high score to beat was 6. Did Liam do it? Is he in for the win? You'll find out now.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Sing it. Don't take the hit. You gotta
rhyme it.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Did I hear you singing in the background, Liam?
No, not about.
Liam. What?
I said I left my singing voice in my other trousers.
What trousers do you have on today, Liam? Your lucky ones.
My lucky ones, my see-through ones.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
Una, asking this loud questions like that is going to be risky. So
risky business.
Rein yourself back, lady. Liam, working in a hardware store, what is the biggest selling product? What are people most likely to buy in a hardware shop?
Oh, well, it's mostly timber, as I say. As I say, with the good weather coming in now, it's fencing boards and decking boards and all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, I get that. I actually will be on the hunt for some decent timber. I've got to build a new fence and a new gate, another one.
I'd love to get another one. I'd love to get decking. I just don't.
Oh, we'd search out for decking, no bother at all.
Would you actually do it as well, though? Because
wood for days. We'll sort it out, no problem at all.
Good man.
Would you not go patio over decking, Una? It'd last longer, forever, like.
Yeah, but a patio is more expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, but on the tax bracket that you're on.
Exactly. I'll be going for the decking. 100%. Good man, Liam.
Liam, we're going to play a game. It's called Rhyme It. Are you aware of the rules?
Vaguely.
All right, okay, we're going to give you a word and then we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Every answer rhymes with the first word that we give you. You got 30 seconds. You get the highest score at the end of the week. You win the contents of Una's drawers, if you don't mind.
Very nice.
Yeah. Do you understand the rules and how to play the game? All right,
yeah, Liam, we'll give her a go.
The entire country is rooting for you and your fabulous mustache.
Oh, yeah, you sent us in a picture of your mustache. It's banging. Great mustache.
Oh, Tom Selleck's wee brother.
Yes. Okay.
The word that you've got to rhyme with this morning is
wick. W-I-C-K. Wick.
Wick.
Like off of a candle.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh.
Now you get it. All
right. Okay. Now I get it.
Okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
If you get a question right in an exam, they put this against it.
Tech.
If you're moving fast or getting something done in a hurry, you're being what?
Quick.
If you're starting to lag and your creativity is gone, you have hit a what wall?
Brick.
A young, newly hatched bird?
Chick.
If someone you're dating does something you don't like, they give you the what?
Eck.
A magician should be good at doing these.
Trick.
A nickname for someone called Richard.
Time is up.
Rick.
You did good. You have now tied with the high score. You've got a score of 6. Well done.
Hey. On the
Very
hills.
Good.
That's good. So if Six is in bed tomorrow, Friday, we will spin the name wheel, which is... And it's looked better. Maybe we need to go to
it's a bit shabby looking
hardware shop and get some parts for it.
Definitely, but I'm hoping out for them purple snacks anyway.
Yeah, listen, I won't be parting with all of them, you know, because I'm hungry today.
Genuinely, she's getting through them during the week.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen anybody eat eggs with a purple snack.
Oh, no, I know.
You use it as a spoon.
No, I eggs first and then the purple snack for my little dessert.
One spoon of egg, one bite of
snack. No, you know I don't do that. That's disgusting.
No, it's not. You know you do.
I do not do that, weirdo.
Liam from Donegal, you're absolute legend. Great to have you and your moustache on. And thanks for playing Rhyme It.
Hi, all the best. God bless.
Cheers, thanks buddy. So much, Liam. Yourself. Bye.
If you want to play and have a go of playing Rhyme It tomorrow or any day that suits you, we're easy to get you on anytime we like.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
You got to love a Wednesday when Una is doing wind-ups of a Wednesday. Wind-up Wednesdays, prank calls. If you would like to get Una to prank your people in your life, friends, colleagues, whatever, just reach out to us, send us a message, 087-1102-107.
This is where you step up and you wind up people. You're a prankster. You're a wind-up merchant. And this is where you absolutely thrive. I love it when you do these. And it means that I don't have to because I couldn't do it because I get the fear.
No, you were brilliant when you were doing your face-to-face pranks, though. I think we need to...
No, the people high up said don't ever let him do that again.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I'm going to have to word them.
We had a full meeting about it. You weren't invited to it.
So Dave got in touch and he wanted me to wind his wife up, Joy.
Yeah.
And Joy is a manager of a creche in Cavan, in Belturbet. And they're looking to hire people. So guess what?
What?
I applied for the job.
Okay. This is brilliant. Check it out. Wind Up Wednesdays. It's Una doing what she does best.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Joy?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Joy. Nina's my name. I hope you don't mind me ringing you now. I was chatting to Claire Johnston recently, and she told me to get in touch with you about a job at the creche.
Yeah.
So I've worked, I suppose, with children in creches all my life. Kids love me. Claire said it would be best to give you a call first to have a wee chat about the positions being offered, you know?
Yeah, perfect. So we have a couple of positions on offer at the moment. Term time, part-time, full-time. So yeah, it depends really on what you're interested in. If you wanted to give me your email, I could pop you over kind of the information around the jobs and stuff, if that's something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So what are the full-time hours like? What's the latest I can come in at? Sometimes I like a lie-in during the week.
Fair enough. So we have different options available. So we have a 5-hour contract and a 30-hour contract. They can be kind of in the middle of the day, you know, to cover like break cover and then say school runs and stuff like that. So like there could be an option there to start at 10 and work till 3 kind of a thing.
Oh yeah, that'd suit me now down to the ground. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. And what about nap time with the babies?
So we don't take them. We only take them from the age of 2.
Okay, but do the 2-year-olds not have nap time?
They do, yeah, but they sleep from 11 till 12.
11 to 12. So there's an option there for me, to do other stuff as well, because I'm actually doing a course at the moment. So that would be handy if when they're asleep to. And are we required to change nappies?
Yeah.
Okay. See, because in the last few creches that I worked, they actually had a girl for that. Her job was solely to do nappies. It was very efficient. Okay. And if I was to give you any advice, Joy, I would say go and get a nappy changer. We called her the diaper diva or the pampers princess. She actually loved it. She actually said she found the work very rewarding. Okay, right. Okay, I'll think about that. What's your policy on dry cleaning reimbursements? It's just because, you know, the way some kids, little clammy hands with jam on them and, you know, stains, when they paw you, they can get stains. And I mean, it's not really fair that like the workers really should have to cop up after one of the snotty-nosed little germ spreaders paws me.
Yes, no, we don't have dry cleaning, but you can claim back on your flat rate expenses, and that's something that we could guide you through.
And what's your policy on Milchons?
They're taking the piss out of me. Does she think I have nothing better to be doing?
Hi. No, this is Una from iRadio. How are you? Your husband.
Oh, Una, you've got twins. You should know better.
That was pretty well done. I don't know how you do it. I would be vomiting in the corner with the fear.
Oh, I'm hungry for it. More.
If
more.
You want Una to do something just like that, or maybe worse, to somebody in your life, let us know who. 087-110-2107. And you never know what could happen. You could wind somebody up so much that they wouldn't talk to you again and they give you a silent treatment.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Those pranks bring Una so much joy when she does them and we get a good laugh out of it. It's fantastic. As we said, if you want us to prank someone, 087-110-2107. Right, let's get it off your chest. Who's getting up to what and work?
Hey, get it off your chest. If you want to get something off your chest and just reach out to us and just have a rant, maybe someone's bugging you or something's going on in your life and just like, eh. Well, yesterday's was a nick.
Today's is juicy.
Okay, give it to us, Una.
Very juicy.
Oh, by the way, you can contact us on 087-110-2107.
This is from Shane and Mead. He says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I genuinely can't tell if I'm imagining this or if my boss is actually flirting with me. I started a new job a few months ago and my boss is a young woman, only a few years older than me. We get on really well and she's sound, but lately things have started to feel a bit different. She keeps organising client presentation meetings for just the two of us outside the office, and there's been a few nights where she's asked me to stay late with her to go through slides and prep together. Now maybe that's normal, but then she started bringing me coffees randomly, and this week she brought me in chocolate cake she had left over from a party at the weekend because she said she thought I'd like it. Everyone else in the office is starting to make comments and joke about it too, which is making me even more awkward. The thing is,
go on,
I actually do kind of fancy her, but she's also my boss and I don't want to completely misread the situation and make things weird and work. Am I overthinking this or does it sound like she's interested? Well, in my humble opinion, she is definitely interested, but she's also been unprofessional. Asking you to stay late, I'd be looking for time in lieu for that kid. Seriously. Time in lieu. Time or in lieu. Double time, triple time.
It does sound like there is some interest in there, but then again, he could be picking up the wrong signals. Maybe she's just being friendly and, you know, she had cake left over, she brought it in, and because you're working so closely.
Maybe she's just teacher's pet, like, you know, the way some bosses have their favourites they think are the best workers.
Yes,
it's a thing in life. I suppose
you do get nice little treats from
them. Do I really?
Yeah. Una, you're so good, you're brilliant on the radio. Here, have a purple snack.
I can say the boss has never once given me a purple snack. Anyway, so
I'd be interested to see, has anybody ever been in this situation where they have actually maybe gotten with their boss or fallen in love with their boss or vice versa, you've been a boss, like, is
it's
it
frowned on in a lot of places.
It's frowned on. Don't be like getting with the boss.
Yeah.
Don't you go wow wow.
I remember working in a hotel years and years and years,
okay,
years ago.
Go on, yeah.
And there was a bar manager.
Hello.
And there was me.
Hello.
And we kind of got together.
Ooh.
But then
glasses, huh?
The upper management found out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
what did I say, Una?
They were like, nah, this can't happen. You can't because the other staff members,
they're jealous. They also want to. Oh my God, I nearly said something.
Yeah. So, okay, what is Shane going to do? Is he going to, like, should he just say to her or just, like, I don't know, how do you broach this?
He could genuinely be picking up the wrong signals, though.
Yeah,
genuinely.
But she could also be, you know, putting the signals out there.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
All right, let us know what you think. 087-110-2107. What should Shane do? Should he maybe just, like, just go hell for leather? It's only a new job for him, is it? He's still in his probation period, isn't it? All right, 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest this morning. Una, what are we dealing with?
Okay, I think I'm going to have to read this out again because this is a spicy one. It's from Shane and Mead. I need to get this off my chest because I genuinely can't tell if I'm imagining this or if my boss is actually flirting with me. Started a new job a few months ago and my boss is a young woman, only a few years older than me. We get on really well and she's sound. But lately things have started to feel a bit different. She keeps organising client presentation meetings for just the two of us outside the office. And there's been a few nights where she's asked me to stay late with her to go through slides and prep together. Now maybe that's normal, but then she started bringing me coffees randomly. And this week she brought me in chocolate cake she had left over from a party at the weekend. Everyone else in the office is starting to make comments and joke about it too, which is making it awkward. The thing is, I actually do kind of fancy her, but she's also my boss and I don't want to completely misread the situation and make things weird. What should I do?
Grow a pair.
Flirt with her back. Callie Manavi says, ask her, is she flirting with you, but in a joking kind of way? As in, you know, I get that. So it's kind of like, oh, you flirting with me?
Yeah, that's going to be cringe, though, if she's like, I'm your boss.
Yeah. Okay, well, she also says, why don't you drop in the line, you know chocolate's an aphrodisiac if she brings in more cake.
Yeah, that's going to give her the ick.
She'd be in the HR department before she knows it. Do you know what I mean?
Who'd be in the HR department?
The person who started, the guy who's, Shane.
Shane, you said she'd be in the HR department.
Sorry, I misspoke, but I'm not going to make a big deal about it.
Leah Newford said his colleagues are going to get annoyed if the favouritism continues at work. There's a reason work romances are frowned upon. Oof.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, so what do you reckon Shane should do? Should he just knuckle down and keep going on with his job, or see is there actually something potentially there because he does like her? And maybe you've been in or know somebody who's been in this situation. Love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest. Oh my God, there could be potential love, or maybe you stay away from this now.
So Shane started a new job, and his boss is a lady. And she, he thinks, has been flirting with him a little bit by bringing him in coffees and taking the two of them out for, you know, client meetings on their own and asking him to stay late to work on presentations and bringing him in chocolate cake. Anyway, he kind of fancies her as well, but he doesn't know if he's misreading the situation. But other people in the office have started to notice and they're kind of slagging him about it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be going in. Like, you know, it makes work kind of spicy if you're going in and, you know, there's someone in there who kind of might have a thing for you and you have a thing for them.
You're in there to work, Una, not to, you know, flutter your eyelids at people and, you know, hey, I'm like big in this.
Hey, but people meet at work, you know, it's a great place to make.
That's where I met my wife.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. What are you saying? 087-110-2107. Get your voice notes in.
Oh, I don't know about that one. If you do get with her, you're going to see her nearly all the time, at work and at home. Or is she just trying to fatten you up, bringing in cake and stuff?
Put some bones in there, lad.
For the flirty boss, don't do it. Do not have any kind of fling with your boss. No. If it goes sour, it is not good. You are the one who's going to lose out. Also, it's probably... she could also lose her job. She's not allowed to have a relationship with somebody who is who reports to her. It is considered an abuse of power. But also say, don't poop where you eat.
Yeah. So does that mean you can't get with anybody in work now? Is that if you are a boss?
I think if you're in the same level, it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but if there's someone.
If they're below you or higher than you.
But that's kind of not fair either.
Yeah, because love is love.
Yeah, love is love, and you've got to break the boundaries.
Like,
and
just hypothetically, I fall in love with Ben, and Ben falls in love with me, our boss, yeah?
Yeah.
Does that mean we can't be with each other because people will see that I'd be favouritism?
I wasn't expecting that.
I just threw that one at you. But all right.
Yeah, some people could see it as favoritism. Yeah.
True. All right. Okay. What should this guy do? He fancies the boss, and he's picking up signals. Maybe he's actually reading the signals wrong. That she's just a nice person, and he needs to do this work, and that's his actual job.
So then he needs to test the water. He needs to dip his toe in and start. Open the ante.
I know. What's Noreen saying?
Hi, my advice would be slow down. Like, why are you completely jumping straight away to the bandwagon that, oh, yes, might be a relationship, might be a one-night thing or something like that. Mm. Like, I have a lovely boss. She makes me coffee daily.
Oh, yeah.
I work overtime there too sometimes, like when someone's sick and have to cover. It doesn't mean, like, we're going to go into a relationship. Slow down. Enjoy it for what it is. Maybe you just have a very, very nice boss. And maybe she does like you. Just play it by ear. Take her handy. Slow down. Read some signs a little bit more than just jumping straight in 2 feet first. Bye.
All right, thanks, Noreen. All right, that's not bad advice. Like, slow down, kind of suss out the situation.
Well, there's two ways of looking at this. If they really like the job, we'll say him go, don't SH1T where you eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a philosophy I've been going for recently is there's no tail bar on a hearse, so straight and no kissing. All the best. God bless.
Straight in location.
Sure, there's other jobs.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Keep your WhatsApps coming. 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest this morning. Somebody's got a new job and possibly a new love interest in their life, or maybe they're picking up the wrong signals, Una.
Yeah, so Shane basically fancies his new boss, and he thinks that she kind of fancies him as well, because she keeps organising client presentation meetings for just the two of them, and she's bringing him in coffee, and then there's been a few nights where she's asked him to stay late and things like that. Maybe she's just doing her job, Shane.
It actually sounds like she's a nice person. Like, didn't she bring in cake from a party?
She brought in cake for him, but everyone else in the office is like starting to make comments now and slag him about it. So people are noticing.
Yeah. See, maybe it's his job that he works with this person closely, and preparing presentations and stuff.
100%, yeah. You know? Could be.
And there you go. Because I've brought coffee in for you. You've brought coffee in for me. You know?
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah. Have I?
No. Just wanted to point that out. All right, Aiden, what are you saying?
Well, I guess that guy this morning's got some decisions to make.
He does.
Like, how badly does he want that promotion? Or... how much does he really like his job? If it goes south, I don't mean that way. If it all goes south and things go bad, then he gets a new job. How badly does he like the job? There you go.
Just get a new job. Simple as that. If it goes south. What if it's a really one of those jobs that is hard to get type of jobs?
Yeah.
Don't mess it up. But yeah, get into the relationship then. Maybe.
Just bring her out for, ask her to go for a coffee and then...
See where it leads
and then just, you know, ask her if she would like a kiss and see how that goes.
Oh my god.
But at least then he'll know.
Yeah. Okay. 087-110-2107.
He needs to get over himself.
He does.
Jeez, that's a great boss, bringing you in a coffee. Mm-hmm. You're getting overtime. Yeah. You want to do overtime, don't do it. Are you giving mixed signals, I wonder? It's not always the female boss that fancies the junior staff, is it?
Oh yeah, so he is staying late and doing overtime, so he's getting paid for it. So it's not like he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart either, is he?
No. And which is right as well.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? Double time and time in lieu.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
There you go. That's Breakfast Roll. That's the show. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. And we'll drag in Una tomorrow for the podcast as well. She's a very busy person. But thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe. You know what to do.